Stafford solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Have talent, but nowhere to show it off. You have stage fright. Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
S Club with S Club Party, followed by Crazy by Britney Spears. That was a blast from the past. I thought Natalie had fallen asleep at one point when she says stop and it just went silent. I thought, Natalie, move on, move on.
But no, I know that song in my blood. I knew that there was a dramatic pause there. I wasn't going to be waking up for that. I was enjoying the song too much. Again, another one that I think I know all of the words to.
Should we talk about some local things for local people?
Let's talk about those local things.
So Brentwood Art Society are celebrating their 66th spring exhibition. This is at Bardswell Social Club, and that's Bardswell Close, Brentwood. It's from the 4th to the 30th of April. And the exhibition is... It's a selection of artworks put together through the Brentwood Art Society. Most work is available for sale at reasonable prices. The opening hours are Monday 7 to 9, Wednesday 10 till 12, lunchtime, Thursday 7 p.m. to 8 p.m, Friday 7 p.m. till 8 p.m, Saturday 5 p.m. to 6 p.m, and Sunday 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that is every one of those days from the 4th to the 30th of April.
And of course, I think you can see it whenever the Bardswell Club has any events on as well. It is in their main area in Bardswell. It's quite nice. It's like an academy-hung visual arts exhibition, so 2D works. Next week at the Mercury Shopping Centre is the Architecture Adventure. And actually, it's not just at the Mercury Shopping Centre. There's a couple of events that are in and around Havering as well. But this is a project that I've been working on over the last couple of weeks, and I told you all about it last week, so I'm not going to talk too much. But we are hosting a number of events with a number of community partners, and everything is free. And it starts tomorrow with an activity called Window Nouveau. So you can join our breakfast club at the Mercury from 10 till 12. And me, artist Jill and April will be teaching you how to use glass paints to make a little window mural that you can put in your porch or near your window that should throw some lovely colourful shapes all over your room when it gets a bit sunnier. On Tuesday, we have Havering Council's contractor Make Good, who are coming to the centre to get children's opinions on the new Romford Master Plan. So that's a nice little kids' activity between 11 and 3 on the ground floor of the Mercury. They can make a little collage and give their feedback on the revised Master Plan. On Wednesday, you can join me in a drawing tour over in Collier Row. So I will be at the Sapphire Jubilee Centre from 4:30, and we're going to go for a walk. There's probably going to be about 40 minutes walking within that tour, and then about an hour's drawing in that tour as well. We're going to have a little look around North Collier Row and South Havering Atterbower at some of the nice architectural delights down that way. We are having Hannah Davis come in and join us on Thursday along with B&M, our waste contractors. And Hannah's going to be showing kids how to make the most out of the cardboard boxes that we all get our deliveries in. So she's going to be showing kids how to make big structures that they can play in, like castles and houses and stuff like that. Meanwhile, Michelle from B&M will be telling you what the waste journey is and why it's really important to recycle all of your cardboard. On Friday, we are hosting Triangle Town, so you can come and meet Jill, Nigel and Fee, and they will be playing lots of creative engineering games. So we'll be doing some competitions like making the tallest tower and the strongest bridge, and you can also learn how to create different triangle-based shapes that you see in buildings from nets. And then at the weekend, there's a big activity called Romford Utopia that's happening in the Mercury, where you can come as a family and build a little building that you would like to see in the middle of Romford. So there's going to be a two-scale map on the floor, and you can literally come and place your shop in one of the shopping centres or on the high street, or you can build a block of flats, or you can demolish what would be the town hall and put a swimming pool there. You know, be creative, come and decide how you would like to see Romford. And as I said, it's to scale, so it's quite fun to see what you could build in these places. And then if you are in Harold Hill on the Saturday rather than in Romford, you can come and join me and Charlotte, and we'll be doing an activity around cultural patterns. So you can come and see where things like Islamic patterns come from. We'll be looking at circ and take away a greetings card, possibly for Eid, or for any other reason you might want to take a card home of a lovely geometric pattern that you've made. And we'll also be making little light, well, I say little light sculpture, quite a large light sculpture out of a geodesic dome. Spencer, you're also doing something on Saturday,
aren't you? Yeah, I was going to say.
While we're at it.
So if you've spent some time with Natalie, why not hop over to Orchard Village in Raynham and join me for this month's community cinema from 5 o'clock. This is at the Mardyke Community Centre. We are showing at 5 o'clock Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. And then we are following that up with that all-time classic, The Naked Gun. So that's two really good films showing next Saturday at the Mardyke Community Centre in Orchard Village, Raynham. And it's completely free. If you want more information, search Havering Changing Eventbrite in Google and you can book your place.
Last weekend of school as well. So much to do in one weekend, and it's
absolutely
all free. Over in Audley End, we mentioned this last week as well, you can go to the Easter Springtime Surprise, which is an outdoor event at the Audley End Miniature Railway in Saffron Walden. That's all the way up until the 14th of April. You can go and visit there Monday to Sunday, 9 till 5. Basically, you can hop on board their miniature train, do lots and lots of fun Easter activities at Audley End.
I'd like to hop aboard their Easter train.
You would, but you're running your own events next weekend, so no chance.
Quickly recap, which is working with Brentwood Theatre and a little bit of outreach around the town, and that is Brentwood. Monday the 8th, 11 a.m., the Really Big Pants Theatre. And then 1:30, Wonka is playing at Brentwood Community Cinema. And again, this is Brentwood Theatre. Tuesday the 9th, there's a musical theatre sing-along at 2 p.m. Wednesday the 10th, musical theatre sing-along at 11 a.m. Thursday the 11th, at 11 and 1:30 p.m., there is Nicky Trick's Easter Egg Extravaganza. Friday the 12th, musical theatre sing-along, 2:30 p.m. on the same day. Wish is screening as part of Brentwood Community Theatre.
And more on the Create Festival. So this has been created by Brentwood Theatre in partnership with Chicken and Frog, the bookshop. So there's lots of stuff going on at Chicken and Frog as well. So on Tuesday at 10 a.m. you can do some spring paper wreath making with Retro from Scratch. So Becky, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago. On Wednesday at 7 p.m. you can find out more about The Road to Publication with author Arden Jones. On Thursday, there's quite a lot going on in the morning. There's Rhyme Time at 9:30, or you can create your own bookmark at 10:30 with Curly Cloud Art. Or at 1:30 on Thursday, you can do some wax resist art with Curly Cloud Art. That one is for adults, though. On Friday at 10:30, there is a creative writing workshop. And on Saturday 13th, it is the festival finale in Crown Street, and there'll be sophisticated entertainment and visits from the Easter Bunny. So a really nice one to finish off your Easter week.
That's really cool. And then a final shout out. I'm assuming they can still book for in a week. And this is a theatre workshop at Brentwood Theatre starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Costs £60 for the whole week. And it is a local theatre company, Further Theatre, delivering an exciting programme for young actors, theatre makers and all young people interested in the arts. Play in a Week is a week-long series of drama classes and workshops culminating in a live performance of the participants' work at Brentwood Theatre Auditorium in front of an invited live audience of friends and family. So that, just to recap, that runs from tomorrow until Saturday, and it's £60 for the entire week. Recommended for ages 11 to 16 years old.
super value that one. And finally, this is a performance that isn't happening until May, but I thought we should give it a shout out now because I think it will get booked up. It is a Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra concert, which is on at the Bishop's Hill Adult Community College in Rayleigh Road, Shenfield. It is an evening performance between 7 and 9. It costs just £12 if you book now, or it's £15 on the door. Children cost just £1. So basically, the Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra will be giving its second concert of this year, performing Berlois Harold in Italy and Sibelius Symphony No. 1. The concert will feature Martin Ray playing viola and will be conducted by Brian Lynn. For inquiries to book, contact Colin Savage at AOL.com. I'm going to listen to some more music now, and this was a song from 1999. Guess if you can hear what film this featured in, and also which Shakespeare play that film was featured on.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And there is a plethora of amazing events happening in and around Brentwood and Billericay this week, including the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which is tomorrow and every Monday at Essex Arts at 10 Whalley Hill, Whalley. It's hosted by our very own Kev Piggott and it starts at 8 p.m. All tracks are recorded and a selection played on Sunday sessions every Sunday from 10 a.m. You can find more details at the Facebook group for the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. On Friday the 12th of April is the Big Cheese Comedy Night. This is at Billericay Town FC, the new lodge, Bluntswell Road, Billericay. And there will be performances from Fiona Allen, Mika Hall, Louis McLean and the evening's host, Josh James. Tickets are just £15 and there is an 8pm start on that. More details, go to Eventbrite and search Comedy Night at Billericay Town FC. On Sunday the 14th of April, there is a reading and writing in historic Doddinghurst event. It is called The Life and Times of a 16th Century Diarist and 17th Century Poet. It's at All Saints Church, Church Lane, Doddinghurst, CM15. Talks are being given by Dr. Zoe Hudson and Dr. Peter Alger. It is at 2:30. It is free entry with refreshments and donations are more than welcome. All details are at the All Saints Doddinghurst Church website. On Monday the 15th of April, you can go and listen to a talk by Jim Buttress called 70 Years in Horticulture. It's hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society and is from 8pm to 10pm. It's just £3. Visitors are welcome and refreshments will be available on the evening. More details are at the Billericay Horticultural Society website. On Saturday the 20th of April, there is Opera for All at Towngate Theatre in St Martin's Square, Basildon. This is a very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus. It is hosted by Ian Skelly at 7pm. Tickets are £19.50. For more information, go over to the Towngate Theatre website.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentford, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. None of this. Six gunning this, brother running this. Buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. Rough neck, so go check the law on the vibe. Watch your step, we'll flex and get a hold of your side. Swallow your pride, don't let your lip react. You don't wanna see my hand where my hip be at. With Artemis from the start of this, running the game. James West, taming the West, so remember the name. Now who you gonna call?
Not the GB.
Now who you gonna call?
GW.
If you ever riff with people wanna buzz, break out before you get bumped. When I roll into the
Wild Wild West,
when I stroll into the
Wild Wild West,
when I bounce into the
Wild Wild West,
it's gold. Once upon a time in the West, madman lost his damn mind in the West. Loveless, kidnapped or down, nothing less. Now I must put it behind to the test. Then through the shadows in the saddle, ready for battle. Bring all your poison, it kind of poison. Behind my back, all that riffing you did. Front and center, now where you lip at, kid? Who that is? A mean brother, bound for your health. Looking damn good, though, if I can say it myself. Told me Loveless is a madman, but I don't fear that. He got mad weapons too, ain't trying to hear that. Trying to bring down me, the champion, when y'all clowns. See that it can't be done. Understand me, son. I'm the slickest they is. I'm the quickest they is. Did I say I'm the slickest they is? So if you barking up the wrong tree, we coming. Don't be starting nothing. Me and my partner gonna test your chest, Loveless. Can't stand the heat to get out the wild.
Keep going
wild. When I roll into the
wild, wild west.
When I stroll into the
wild, wild
west. When I bounce into the
wild, wild west. We're going straight.
Ah, well, we're not going to play the full version, are we? Is that right?
Well, it's got another 2 minutes on it, yeah.
Forever, doesn't it?
It does.
So let's move on. We're getting into the direction of film, which is why those two films, we placed them there. So that was Kiss Me, Sixpence None the Richer. And that was from?
10 Things I Hate About You.
And what was the Shakespeare play?
Taming of the Shrew.
And then straight after that, it was Wild Wild West by Will Smith from the film Wild Wild West, which starred Will Smith and Kevin Kline. And as we've got to the point on film and television, weirdly enough, we just had this guy knock at the window, and it's only Eddie Weber who is here to be on the show with Nigel in a little while. He'll be here to talk about his autobiography, which is Hi Diddle Dee Dee. But Eddie is best known for a lot of his work in film and television. So, yeah, really interesting.
Yeah.
Not who I was expecting
I
to see at the window.
Film-related music and just came to the show. I think that's what happened.
So let's talk film and television in 1999. We said goodbye to Madeleine Kahn, George C. Scott, DeForest Kelly, Susan Strasberg, Stanley Kubrick, Dirk Bogarde, Oliver Reed, Bob Peck and Desmond Llewellyn, along with Victor Mature, amongst some of the big names of the year that we sadly lost.
I didn't realise Stanley Kubrick died not that long ago. I thought he'd died earlier than that.
No, 1999. It was a bit, and it came about as a number of events because it came at the time that Eyes Wide Shut had just been released, and it also triggered the creation of AI, the film.
Yeah.
So TV shows that began in 1999, The Sopranos, The West Wing, Family Guy, Freaks and Geeks, Batman Beyond, which was an animated cartoon, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Roswell, and one I'd never heard of, Courage the Cowardly Dog, which I'm assuming is for kids.
I've never heard of Courage the Cowardly Dog, but I do remember the beginning of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and Family Guy, obviously.
In the world of DVDs, Warner Brothers created the ultimate FUPA. They experiment with a new type of dual layering on the release of the Matrix DVD, and in doing so made almost all Samson DVD replayers redundant, and it was a huge blow for the industry. Everyone kept running back to HMV. Do you remember when everyone had to shop at HMV with their Matrix DVDs saying this thing doesn't play? And it was because Warner had created a DVD that just wouldn't work with Samson players.
Interesting.
The BBFC relaxed a number of protocols that were caused a wave of formerly banned films to become eligible release, and they did that one by one, which has been fantastic for a lot of films that were missing, almost forgotten. And it still carries on to this day with some of these films being preserved and continuously preserved and being released. It was a strange time for film because the new advent of media such as internet, DVD, and the successor to DVD that was already in the works, which was HD video discs, and Blu-ray. And of course, let's not forget, the medium of video cassette began to be phased out. 1999 was the year in film that nobody could predict commercial or critical hits. And this was seen in The Matrix, The Mummy, The Sixth Sense, Blair Witch Project, American Beauty, Big Daddy, American Pie, She's All That, Analyze This, and Three Kings. Studio execs were continuously baffled by what did and didn't make money. Most Warner Brothers execs admitted that they literally didn't understand what The Matrix was about, but despite being R-rated, it was the fifth highest grossing film of the year. The Mummy, despite having a sizable budget, was assumed to be a bomb throughout production, since it would have to compete with the same month as the new Star Wars film.
Episode 1.
Exactly. But it ended up being the eighth highest grossing film of the year. M. Night Shyamalan prayed that The Sixth Sense would recoup its $55 million budget so he would be allowed to make another film. And this ended up being the second highest grossing movie of the year, only behind Star Wars. And The Blair Witch Project is still the most successful movie of all time on a budget-to-revenue basis. Maybe the best indication of 1999's film quality is that critics were so split on its best movie. Some people thought Fight Club was generation-defining. Others thought it was a juvenile, edge-lordy, I can't say that word, Some people thought American Beauty was the most incisive look at American society in decades, while others thought, and many still think, the movie was a pretentious piece of artistic filth. Some thought Magnolia was the most beautifully ambitious film of all time. Others thought it was a display of blatant utter hubris. Where do frogs come from? Some thought The Blair Witch was the scariest movie of all time. Other people were literally vomiting in theatres. The only major films which received and sustained universal critical acclaim were Being John Malkovich and The Sixth Sense. That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of big films and memorable films that year as well. Lots of unique concepts. And I guess things like 10 Things I Hate About You as well was also in there. And you mentioned... what was the one you mentioned? Fight Club as well. Yeah. Like some of these films are just kind of lost within the bigger films that came out in the year, like The Matrix.
Absolutely. The other thing that happened in 1999 was the audience loved twist endings, time-lapsing or any super weird narratives. As seen in The Sixth Sense, Fight Club, Run Lola Run, Following, Being John Malkovich, Magnolia, Eyes Wide Shut, The Blair Witch Project, Go, Julian Donkey Boy and The Limey. 1999 is full of movies which bend, break or annihilate traditional narrative structures. Not only did critics appreciate the avant-garde streak, but studios figured out that audiences can really love weird artsy stuff too. A lot of this trend is owed to Pulp Fiction, which redefined the landscape in 1994. Certainly, lots of movies operated outside regular time flow, like Christopher Nolan's first movie, Following, made in Raindance in London. Go, Run Lola Run and The Limey, all at the same time. Fight Club and The Sixth Sense had two of the best twist endings of all time. Meanwhile, insane people like Spike Jones and Paul Thomas Anderson were making indescribably bonkers films like Being John Malkovich and Magnolia. The late 1990s had the same sort of happy confluence of creative filmmakers, excited audiences and unusually risk-tolerant executives, which all came together to produce a daring slate of movies.
There was something in the air in the mid to late 90s, weren't there?
Yeah.
In terms of all of this weird, shocking stuff. I mean, going back to the Sensations exhibition and what was going on there, and then looking at some of the films that you're talking about here, Eyes Wide Shut, for example, and The Blair Witch Project, it was all... Oh, cray cray.
And, you know, cray cray is probably the best way to describe 1999. Everyone was expecting the end. Mm. Everyone was expecting something terrible to happen. And maybe that played out through the medium of film and television, because film and television got particularly weird during that time period.
Yeah. And a lot of the films mentioned from 1999 and... And you mentioned 1994's Pulp Fiction. It's probably the same with a lot of 90s films. You can pick these films out that people's favourite films of all time. You know, you can pick a film out of that and go, yeah, that's one of my favourite films. Mm-hmm. Just because of what was happening at the time. I was saying to you when I was looking at your show notes that Run Lola Run, really loved that film. And yeah, what you're saying is correct. It kind of messed with time structures and... how we perceive what is happening in a time-related thing. So does Being John Malkovich, doesn't it?
But
everything just gets very confusing and twisted.
Think about where we are and where we've come from as well. You know, I talked about Christopher Nolan's first film, Following, which was made at Raindance. Now, for those of you that don't know, Raindance is this little tiny film studio that sits down the side of Charing Cross Station in London. And the entire film was shot almost entirely in the building, the residential part of that building. Now, think about where we are with Christopher Nolan. This is a guy that started out with this film in 1999, just 25 years ago, making a zero-budget film in an apartment above a film studio near Charing Cross. And this year, last year, he released Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Having released all of those Batman films, all of those fantastic films like Inception, how far a career can spread in 25 years? This guy's gone from making one of the lowest budget films of all time to the biggest budget films ever made in 25 years.
It's big stuff. I'm going to go to some music. We're going to pick up this subject again in a little while. But I think the next song, Red Alert by Basement Jacks, kind of fits the theme for all of these freaky movies.
A birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Huff & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call at Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Think 25 years later and Cher's just released another hit song.
Yeah, she's back out again, isn't she?
The woman of every decade.
Absolutely. Bless her. So let's continue. I'm going to try and slow down a little bit because you need to have a think about what I'm saying in this next section. And I'm probably going to stumble over all of my words.
Deliberately.
Yeah, just because there's so much maths and figures in this next section. Big studios were willing to spend big money on risky ideas in 1999. And great examples of this can be found in Fight Club, The Matrix, The Sixth Sense, Mystery Men, Galaxy Quest, Three Kings, Being John Malkovich, Magnolia, Eyes Wide Shut, and The Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant. I'd forgotten about that film.
Everyone forgets about The Iron Giant.
Yeah, that was a really big hit that year, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
This is the single most significant and succinct reason that 1999 was such an awesome year for films. due to a combination of many seen and unseen factors, some of which we'll elaborate on in a minute, the big film studios threw crazy amounts of money at risky projects, a significant percentage of which have become classics. In retrospect, it seems impossible that most of these movies were made at all, let alone with the considerable budgets. For comparison, Star Wars Episode 1 had a budget of $150 million.
Wow.
Eyes Wide Shut was given a budget of $65 million. The Matrix, $63 million. Fight Club, $60 million. The Sixth Sense, $55 million. While, unbelievably, American Beauty was given a budget of $50 million, but it actually only cost $15. Three Kings was given $48 million. The Iron Giant, $48 million. This is dollars. Galaxy Quest, $45 million. And Magnolia, $35 million. Even Being John Malkovich, which most studios thought was a literal joke, was given $13 million. All of these movies were based either on entirely original scripts or obscure literature.
I mean, can you imagine being at the table when Being John Malkovich is being pitched to you?
I mean, I'd like to think about people climbing into doorways into my soul at all opportunities.
I like to think that it was John Malkovich as well doing the pitching.
Well, I mean, he's got to have been in there somewhere.
Because you would just say yes, wouldn't you? Because it's John Malkovich.
Exactly. I mean, why not? The biggest budgeted movie of 1999 was Wild Wild West. I mean, when did you ever last think about Wild Wild West?
Yeah, I know. It was huge at the time. It was huge. And wasn't the song at number one for like 7 weeks or something like that?
It was kicking around for a while. Yeah. But are you ready for this?
And Will Smith was big. He was huge.
He was.
He was absolutely huge.
Yeah. So the budget for Wild Wild West was $170 million. And even though it was backed by Will Smith, it was pretty bonkers for a big studio movie. I don't think it actually recouped that money, by the way.
No.
Basically, if most of these movies were made today, they would either be pushed into tiny budgeted Netflix, Amazon territory, or turned into TV shows. No major studio would give a movie like Fight Club an inflation-adjusted $92 million today to be made.
No. I could see Wild Wild West being a TV show. I could see Fight Club being a TV show. And I can see films like American Beauty being a Netflix film, you know.
But you think about American Beauty and you think that a virtually unknown star, Kevin Spacey, headed that film up.
Yeah.
And in the 25 years, he went to become the number one actor on the planet before falling down to being virtually unhireable off the back of alleged sexual offences. And he actually recently starred in a very, very low budget, vocally starred in a very, very low budget British movie called Control. And that was because he literally could not get a paycheck. He couldn't get work anywhere.
No.
And the film's budget was next to nothing. I think it was about $100,000.
So he was just doing that to keep in work and
to keep
relevant, to try and build his name back up again.
And of course, he followed in my wake and he went to the Tashkent Film Festival.
Of course. That's where you go if there are claims against you.
Yeah. There was no claims against me when I went. I would just like to point that out.
They heard about you on the bill. But anyway, I must just mention, because this is all really fascinating to think about in terms of those budgets, but what is amazing is 1999 was 25 years ago, and because of that there are loads and loads of re-releases of some of these films. So I've seen within the last week there's going to be a re-release of Episode One, Star Wars.
Yep.
That's coming to premier cinemas. I've seen that The Mummy is coming back for re-release in cinemas, and it wouldn't surprise me if a couple of these other films will be coming back this year at some point to do their 25th anniversary.
But even if you think about the number one show right now on Netflix is a TV show called Ripley. And Ripley is one of the many versions of the film The Talented Mr. Ripley,
yeah,
which was 1999.
Was that also 1999?
It was.
Oh, that's interesting. So that's another 25-year revival, do you think?
It is. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I find that TV series is slightly more daunting, isn't it?
It's a much better production as a TV series than the film. I love the film, The Talented Mr.
Really
Ripley.
I really like the film, but this is far more sinister.
I just love, and if you've not watched this yet, it is on Netflix now. All 10 episodes, I believe, are available on Netflix. But one of the episodes, literally the entire 45 minutes is spent with Star plotting how to kill his friend, and then once he's killed it, how to dispose of the body. How on earth you can spend an entire hour just debating that, and all the things that happen and all the things that go wrong. It's amazing. So yeah, Ripley is my recommendation of the week to watch if you have Netflix. And as we were saying, it's based on the film The Talented Mr. Ripley. We can't say that's where it originates from, because actually the original version of that story comes from, I think, 1956. It starred Alan Delon. And there's also The American Friend, which was a Wim Wenders film from the late 1970s. So, you know, Ripley has been around for a while, but this series encapsulates all the different stories alongside, all shot in glorious black and white, except for that cat's footprints.
It's another thing that I think is really funny about this Ripley TV show, and what you were saying about how all of these big budget films from 25 years ago would probably be TV series now. We're so hooked up on the idea that people want quick entertainment. People like reels on Instagram. People like to watch short things on TV. Actually, when you look at film, people were watching film over the course of 7-8 series.
Yep.
People have a big attention span for one really good story being elongated.
Absolutely.
Let's have some more music from 1999. We're going to go over to Britney Spears' biggest rival at the time. It is Christina Aguilera.
come on and let me out. Don't let me in a bottle, baby. Gotta rub me the right
you
way.
You wanna
put
me
in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Candoo, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or sehbac.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you be the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
I can't believe we're at the end of the show already. That's all we have time for this week. A huge thank you to Mr. Spence Hawken for joining me at such short notice and looking back to my preteen years.
Yeah, keep rubbing it in. Keep rubbing it in. Next week, Claire's going to be back in the studio, hopefully.
Is that a threat? You're never coming back again.
And she'll have an announcement or two, fingers crossed. Until then, we're going to pass you over to Nigel for a Sunday Night Soul, who will make your night a sure success for boogieing.
Yeah, but before we go, we'll leave you with a couple more tracks. This one, I think Nigel will particularly like, being the king of funk, Lou Bega, with Mumbo Number 5. And hopefully, if there's a little bit of time, we're going to play a little bit of Shania Twain. That don't oppress me much. But that's all. I've been Natalie.
And I've been Spencer.
And this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumbo Number 5. In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good, let me simply singing the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.